Now will you notice this, and there shall be signs in the sun, the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nation with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Now I think that this has reference now to the last days before he returns to the earth. I think now he's given this. This has already been fulfilled. Now he says this is the way it's going to be in the last days. Men's hearts failing them for fear, for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Now I know that there are those that quote this and they give this as a picture of today. My friend, if I may use an old bromide that we've heard for years, it's the common colloquialism of the street. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. If you think this, what we are seeing today, is the fulfillment of this verse, you're entirely wrong. Wait till it really comes to pass, the last days. Verse 26, men's hearts failing them for fear, looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. This is something more than what we're seeing today. It's bad enough today, don't misunderstand me. But wait till we get to this day. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. May I say to you, things are happening so fast today that the church could be taken out in the moment we'd move into this orbit. Even before this tape I'm making today gets to you on the radio, these things may begin to come to pass on the earth and the church may be gone. And if it is, I won't be here to carry on the program, and I hope all of you listening in won't be here to listen to it either. I hope that we'll be in his presence. Now will you notice, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And this is his return to the earth. When these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Now, if you want to bring in a verse that could have application today, and I'm not going to insist on it, but it could. Are these things beginning to come to pass? I'm not in a position to know. I have no inside information. There are some men today that seem to have all this information, but I don't have it. And all I can say is that my salvation and my redemption is nearer than when I first believed. And I know he's coming. That's the thing that's all important to me. And he's going to take his church out of the world. Then he gives the parable of the fig tree here again. And I must say that I still consider it to be the nation Israel. They'll be the one. You see, they've always been a sign. God's timepiece is not B-U-L-O-V-A and it's not G-R-U-E-N. God's timepiece is I-S-R-A-E-L. Now he gives some timely warnings in view of his coming. Verse 34, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. Don't let down your guard today, friends. Don't give up. These are great days to live for God. That's what we're called to do. I'm not called upon to reform the world or change the world. That's God's business. That's not my business. He's asked me to live for him, asked me to get the word out, and I'm trying to do that. And with your help and by his grace, we're going to do it. But the thing is, this is very comfortable to know that you're in the will of God. That's the important thing. And he says, watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things. How are you going to be worthy? I can't be worthy. The only thing that'll make me worthy is Christ. And therefore, if I trust him and I'm committed my way to him and I'm looking for the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that's the way I'm going to go out with the raptures, by the grace of God. And will you notice, and all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple for to hear him. And I'm of the opinion that many of us would have been there, would we not, to have heard him.